This piece was brought to you by Cain Vineyard and Winery, cain5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Named after the Roman goddess of agriculture and grain, the sailboat Ceres has been making her way from Vermont to New York throughout the month of October, delivering sustainably farmed products to individuals and businesses. The boat's voyage and mission is known as the Vermont Sail Freight Project, and its conceiver is Eric Andrus, an organic farmer from Ferrisburg, Vermont. Andrus and his crewmates will have stopped at 16 ports throughout New York by the time they reach their final destination at the New Amsterdam Market at South Street Seaport on Sunday, October 27th. Theirs is a 330-mile journey in which they'll be stopping at river towns along the Hudson and picking up goods from 30 farmers and selling it at pop-up markets along the way to New York. Andrus is literally following in the footsteps of Native Americans, missionaries, fur traders, and colonists who use the same route for trading purposes. Dan Ward, curator at the Erie Canal Museum in Syracuse, New York, said, quote, "The river once had so many boats that it had stores on boats that sold household items and goods such as candy to the river traders who didn't have time to get ashore," end quote. The products on board Ceres are sustainably farmed and are almost all certified organic. They are sold online through Good Eggs, a site devoted to delivering food to New York City from the best local farmers and food makers. Items available for purchase include Vermont maple syrup, heirloom beans, and wild harvested Maine seaweed. Andrus says that the Vermont Sail Freight Project grew from his farm's commitment to resilient food systems. A means of sustainable transport of goods was also a major factor. Josh Morgenthau, the New York lead at Good Eggs, believes the Vermont Sail Freight Project is a step in the right direction towards alternative modes of transportation for goods.
I think it's a great suggestion, a great gesture in the right direction, which is that our reliance on tractor trailers to move our fruit around is not necessarily the best option, and that there are other options, whether it's local, shorter distance distribution and or back to sailing barges or trains, starting to think about ways that food can travel more locally in a sustainable way. And I think a gesture that points to the history of food production in the Hudson Valley and in New England and how it is able to kind of connect with how historically food was local. It wasn't coming from California or Mexico or further afield. So just this project kind of cutting all of those connection points to the history and then being this great gesture is, I think, is a super exciting project.
To order your sustainably farmed products from the Vermont Sail Freight Project, click on goodeggs.com and meet them at the New Amsterdam Project on Sunday, the 27th, to take home your own piece of history. I'm Sari Kamen from heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Zitar Cruise by Dreams. Thanks for listening.